State legislators attending the Energy Council in Washington, D.C. say they were surprised to hear that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, is taking a heightened awareness in what they had considered Alaska-only issues. In particular, the in-state Bullet gas line that would deliver natural gas to the Rail Belt and South Central. Speaking by teleconference from Washington, Anchorage Senator Liesl McGuire says FERC staff and commissioners told the Alaskans that the commission had recently announced its plan of regulating the ConocoPhillips liquefied natural gas facility on the Kenai. And she says that will make a huge difference in developing a bullet line. She says the regulatory landscape changed with the National Energy Act of 2005.
There's this section in there, Section 7, that talks about pipes leading into and feeding LNG facilities also being under their jurisdiction. They didn't know the answer. They said it would be a question of first impression for them. So, you know, that was eye-opening to realize that there's a very real chance that the in-state pipeline that's being built could be regulated in part by FERC.
She says federal involvement will have implications for the in-state project by making the same requirements as the pipeline through Canada.
So all of the requirements that FERC has, the pre-application, application process, the site selection and testing, certainly the issue of firm transportation commitments, all of FERC's regular rules and procedures would apply.
The Kenai plant will appeal the FERC decision, and McGuire says the legislature will likely ask for an advisory opinion on the gas line project. Harry Noah, the administration's project manager for the in-state line, says FERC dealt with the issue several years ago with the Yukon Pacific project and found federal regulation was not required. He says he will meet with the Alaska legislators when they return.